views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. I've been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very cool people along the way, and it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kattenbach, who is also co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars, which you can get in touch with us at energeticupgrade.com, and Phil Free, Mr. Leroy Malouf, Karen Campbell-Benton, and geneticist turned epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. We do love to hear from you. However, today's show, we have a very special guest that I am so pleased to have on the show, and we want to give her the floor. So we're not going to be taking calls today, and I just want to give her every chance to share her powerful information. And what my guest today says is, you are more than enough. The problem with today's society is that we place extreme pressure on ourselves to be perfect, and anything less is unacceptable. Burn survivor Kelly Fajardo shows you how you can be near perfect and still be more than enough. Kelly Fajardo is a burn survivor since the age of 2 years old on over 75% of her body, and constantly struggled with her self-worth and her confidence. She found a way to go from near death to success, from the ugly Scarface girl to the top 10 most powerful and influential speakers, Fierce Woman of the Year, 3 times best-selling author, recipient of the Queen Elizabeth Jubilee Medal, and most recently a YWCA Woman of Distinction. She has traveled to Africa twice to help the burn survivors overcome their tragedies. Plus, the Dr. Oz Show and Today Show producers are scouting her out. Good news. And they want her to come on and be experts on their shows. So, Kelly, are you there?
I am.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you on the Truth is Funny, and to share all your amazing wisdom. And, you know, just would you like to just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your journey?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Colette, because I'm always really honored when people believe that there's value in my story and how I can be able to help other people. So, you know, I want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your show.
My absolute pleasure. You are the epitome of divine feminine energy.
Oh, well, thank you. You're giving me goosebumps, and I don't get goosebumps very often, so thank you. Well, you know, exactly that is that, you know, I got burnt when I was only 2 years old to 75% of my body. So we lived on a farm, and my cousins were burning shingles from the old barn roof, and I happened to walk by, a spark caught my dress, and, you know, I exploded. And so I had to spend about 4 months in the hospital, and every 2 days I would have to go in the operating room for more surgeries, whether we were taking my stitches out or debriding it or, you know, doing skin grafts, whatever it was. And my the skin on my legs was used like 6 times over. And wow. Yeah, and then I would have to go to the hospital every 2 years till, you know, till I was about 20 years old, and I would spend a whole month in a hospital. And again, they would have to do more surgeries on me to, you know, help me have more mobility. And, you know, I still remember growing up and, you know, wondering if the next surgery would make me feel beautiful and if they could take my scars away. And I remember being 16 and praying to God and saying, you know, please, God, you know, please don't make me wake up in the morning, but if I have to, can I at least be scarless so I can be pretty like all the other girls? You know, thank you, amen. And I remember being 18 and going to my last doctor's appointment. And I didn't know it was going to be my last appointment, but, you know, I remember my doctor, and what he would do is every 2 years he would make me, you know, get naked, and he would inspect my body, and he would say, okay, this is what we're going to do this year. And, you know, and this time, though, he said to me, I think we're done. There's nothing more we can do. And I was devastated. You know, Colette, I don't know if you remember being 16, you know.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's a challenge, isn't it?
It is. And all it's about is, you know, being beautiful for the boys. Right. Mm-hmm. And wanting the boys to love us and accept us and think that we're pretty and call us pretty. And I never had that. And I didn't even have my first kiss till I was like 18 because the boys were too scared to get anywhere near me other than to be my friend because they were scared of what everybody was going to think of them. And all I wanted was to be loved. I just wanted some boy to come up to me and say, hey, you know, Cal, I find you're pretty, even though the other boys don't. You know, and so I was devastated at that last doctor's appointment because I had already prayed to God. God didn't take my, you know, scars away. And now the doctor couldn't take my scars away. And I was like, I'm never going to be married. I'm never going to be in love. I'm never going to have that kiss. I'm never going to be beautiful. And, you know, I'm never going to have kids. And that was, you know, really, really quite devastating for me. So,
yeah, you know, and, you know, it's hard enough being someone who is like not scarred.
Yeah.
And go through that, you know, the emotions. And so I know that you did eventually get married. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, yeah. And, you know, and that's the cool part about it is I never gave up. And I still remember, you know, moving out on my own with my best friend. And I still remember there being, you know, a bottle of pills on the counter. And I remember, you know what, I could take those. You know, and it would be so easy. But with my luck, I'd probably live. You know, and then what, right? I knew that there was a purpose, a reason I had to live. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't like that I would have to be the ugly girl. But I knew there was something. And so once school ended, when I was 19, I did end up meeting the man who became my husband for 24 years. And then we decided to have kids, and I had a daughter first, and I was so excited about having her first because I never knew what I looked like without scars. And so I was hoping that if I had her, I could maybe, if she was beautiful, then I would know that I would possibly be beautiful too. And I thought maybe she would look like me and, you know, then I would be able to say, hey, that's, you know, what I would look like without scars. And then I ended up losing a baby at 28 weeks. And
oh my goodness.
I was devastated because I blamed myself. It was like, it was my fault. And my husband didn't want another baby. So we had a lot of guilt over that baby because he didn't want her and then she died. And I remember being 5 months pregnant and saying to myself, you know, it's okay if you don't make it because he doesn't want you. And then I was even more devastated when I really did lose her because it wasn't that I wanted to lose her at all. But then I realized that she was a gift. And, you know, we never would have had the twins if we would have had her.
Oh, so you had her and then you had twins.
Yeah. So I had my daughter first. A year and a half later, we, you know, accidentally got pregnant with her, and she passed away in my, you know, in my tummy. And then, yeah, and then we ended up trying again, and we had a set of twin boys.
Oh, awesome. You know, we need to take a quick break here.
Okay.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Kelly. And we will be right back to share some more information from Kelly and make some more shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Kelly. And before we continue, can you please share your contact information with us?
Well, my first website that I have is kellyfilardo.com. And that's where you can find my information about my speaking and, you know, writing and stuff like that. And then my other website is howtoloveyourself.org. And on that website, that's where your listeners can go and they can get the free gift that I have for them. So I have a free ebook for them on 7 reasons why women don't love themselves and how to change it. So,
Wow. We got to talk about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I would love it if they would like to go and, you know, download that free gift for themselves.
Awesome. And you know, I know you are going to be out in Calgary at the New Earth Expo.
I am.
You will be speaking there. And the New Earth Expo is the leading exposition showcasing eco-friendly natural health, alternative medicine, and spiritual lifestyles. And the New Earth Expo is at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. If you're in Calgary, at that time, it's amazing, April 24th to April 26th. And you can go to newearthexpo.com to get the information for that. And I just wanted to say, like, I'm like so happy for you that you will be, you know, I've interviewed a couple other people from the that are also speaking at the expo, and Greg Braden next week. So that's really cool.
Oh, did you get to interview him?
Greg Braden.
Awesome. I'm very excited about meeting him. I know he's an amazing man, and so I'm quite excited about that.
Very, very amazing man. So we were talking just before, like, that you ended up getting married, and you had you have three children, and tell us then what happened next.
What happened next? Okay, well, you know, what happened next is that, you know, in the past 5 years, I realized that I wasn't being true to myself. I wasn't being honest with me. And I was not happy in my marriage at all. I mean, I was totally happy with my kids and having them. But I realized that, you know, just like when you're on the airplane and people say that you're supposed to put the oxygen mask on your kids first, or no, on yourself first, and then your kids. And I realized that I was putting everybody ahead of me. And I was so miserable. I was in a loveless marriage. I was in a dead-end job. You know, and I realized what's going on. And I wanted to be a speaker, but I wasn't sure how to do it. And I remember
That feeling.
I know, right? And you know,
when I started doing energy work, I was terrified to get up and speak. Absolutely terrified. But when I found something that I really wanted to talk about, I wanted to find out how remote healing was possible. And, you know, I would shake at the knees at the thought of getting in front of one person and speaking on a stage. And like now, when you have something to say from your heart, it makes it like it overtakes you, basically.
It does.
So, you know, like it becomes like your purpose, right?
It does.
And so what happened with all that?
Well, what happened was I remember, you know, meeting a lady who is a speaker, and she said, "Kel, you need to sell your other business and get rid of it and become a speaker." And I just said, "What are you talking about? I'm not Anthony Robbins. I can't, you know, I can't be a speaker. I'm just a burn survivor. Who's going to want to listen to me?" And she said, "No, people will be very inspired by your story and how you never gave up and how you still persevered, even though, you know, you had the scars." And so it was very interesting when things happened, because the very next day, you know, I went back to this conference, and there was and I said to my husband, I said, "I'm going to be a speaker." And he said, "Well, how are you going to do that?" And I said, "I don't know, but it's going to happen." And he's like, "Okay, whatever." So that night he proceeded to tell me how hard it was going to be a speaker. And speakers don't make any money, and who's going to want to listen to you, and all these negative things, right? So the next day I go back to this conference, and there is, you know, a woman who's speaking about how to be a speaker. And I am saying,
love the universe.
Yes. And I had already asked the universe, how am I going to be a speaker? And, you know, so here she is talking about this, and she puts on a seminar on how to teach, you know, teach women to be keynote speakers. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm supposed to do this. And then it was going to cost me thousands of dollars, and I didn't have that. And she says, "Well, that's okay, Kelly. I will take payments." And I was like, uh-oh, you know, again, because I know the universe is making me do this, right? And then, you know, and then she said, "Well, it's going to, you know, be in another city 12 hours away." And I'm like, uh-oh, I can't do that, you know, because my husband's not going to let me go away and, you know, be away from the kids and him for, you know, all these days and spend thousands of dollars doing this. And she goes, "Well, I'll do it in your own city if you get 10 people. And I was like, uh-oh. And, you know, and then they said, we've got 9 people. We just need one more person. Who's that person going to be? And I was like, oh, damn you, universe. You know, like, seriously, do you have to do this to me? And so I took it. And as a result, there was only me and one other girl.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. And there was only, who was she?
Yeah.
Her name is Cheryl Cran.
Oh, and, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, of the 12 of us that took us, only 2 of us became professional speakers. So, and I was one of them who went forward and became a professional speaker out of this seminar. So,
that speaking is like the number one weakness for a lot of people. Like, people,
oh, yeah,
when they're surveyed, would say they would rather die than speak.
I know, exactly. And here, you know, I don't have the fear of either one. So, but yeah, so that's what happened is I decided I was just going to go ahead and do it. And then I ended up taking the passion test from Janet Atwood and discovered that my number 2 passion was to inspire others. And so Janet took me by my arms and she said, Kelly, your scars are your gift. Use them and be a speaker. And I was like, okay, fine then, I'll do it, you know. And, and I was having this little adult temper tantrum. But I'm so glad I did, because when I did that, I eventually did end up leaving my husband. I ended up quitting my full-time job, selling my business, and I ended up being a speaker. And as a result, you know, like all of those amazing things that you said about me, that I won the top 10, you know, most powerful and influential speaker, became best-selling author 4 times, I won the medal from the Queen, the Woman of Distinction, all of that stuff happened when I stepped into who I was supposed to be. And when I let go of all that baggage that I was carrying on, and I put myself first. And when I started to really love who I was and who I was meant to be, that's when all this amazing stuff started to happen to me. And so that's why I really encourage women is, you know, you need to know that you are more than enough, but you've got to start making decisions that are going to put you in an alignment with your passion. And when you do that, that's when you're going to start seeing more success in your life.
Brilliant. That's so true. You know, it's funny when, like, as I said, when you get to that point where you realize this is what my heart is telling me to do. It was, you know, very similar experience for me, because, you know, do you want to just share a little bit, like, with, you know, where did you pull the courage to do all this? Like, do you feel that you had it from your earlier experiences, or was it like a newfound courage?
I believe it was a newfound courage. Like, I mean, I've never been a quitter anyways. Like, I've always had that no quitting attitude. But, you know, I still remember a lady saying to me, we were at a garage sale, and this lady says to me, they couldn't do better than that.
And
what? And what she meant was that, how come they couldn't do some sort of magic surgery on you, take your scars away and make you beautiful? That's what she was really saying. But I was really hurt and offended by it. And I was like, you know what? I happen to think I look pretty damn good. And I turned around and I walked away. And I thought, why am I letting a complete stranger take my power away? You know, this woman doesn't even know me. I'm never going to see her again. And yet I was willing to let her call me ugly. And
wow.
I thought, I don't deserve that. I really don't.
Absolutely not.
Nobody does, right? Like,
no.
Why so many people just allow other people's opinion to affect them? And I just thought, you know what? I don't deserve that. Not once have my kids or my family or my friends ever said, Kel or Mom, I would love you more if you were scarless. Not once. And those are the people who count in my world. And so I thought, why am I going to allow these people that I don't know and never will see again, you know,
to give your power away.
Yeah, take my power away. And so
you know,
time
is flying here. We need to go for another short break here.
Okay.
So I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said, I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Found someone else. I guess I won't be.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming, know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Kelly Filardo here with me today, and she is sharing her experience of being a burn victim at the age of 2, 75% of her body burned, so many operations, and her inspiring story of how she turned this situation into one of an amazing success. Kelly, continue on.
Well, so here's the thing. I decided to become a speaker. And, you know, really, you know, my life has just changed tremendously. I didn't have that, that power that I had before. I knew I was always wanted to, you know, to be somebody. I just didn't know who or what I should be. And, you know, the more I stepped into being a speaker, I realized that my purpose is to teach women, you know, and men too, and teens, to love who they are and to love their imperfect bodies and to realize that we can have a great life no matter what we look like. And, you know, and that's one of my purposes is if I can do it, they can do it too. You just have to make that decision to do it.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, we all have choice. And it seems like You know, my story of speaking was similar to yours, like where I really, like as I said, I didn't have any idea how I was going to do it, but I knew I had information that was very empowering, and I wanted to share it. And you know, it's a learning curve.
Absolutely, it is. It's a learning curve. But you know, when we step into that role, I believe that you have to trust your intuition. You have to trust your heart. And, you know, even when I speak today, I usually plan my opening and my closing, and then whatever my heart tells me to say in the middle is what I say.
Yeah.
And I love speaking that way because I really can't speak with a structure, because I find when I do, then my heart says, no, you got to say this. They need to hear this, you know? And so I love speaking that way.
Yeah, that's basically the best way to go, I feel, is just, you know, have a bit of a guideline so you don't miss the pertinent points, and then, yeah, move on to, you know, following your heart when you speak.
Right.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And so you said you became separated, and was that something that this is something that I find for a lot of women, and I just would like your insight on this. I experienced this also when I decided to start following my heart and going in the direction I went in. It changed the vibration and the dynamics of our relationship. And sometimes your closest relationships, people are so used to you being the you that you have been. And then all of a sudden you change into this new you.
Yeah.
And it can be extremely challenging for people. What happened on your end?
Well, yeah, and you're so right, because what was happening on my end is that he always saw the world and our marriage as being full of doom and gloom. All he could see was the bills piling up. He couldn't see how things could get better. You know, and even in his own world, he couldn't see himself, you know, having a better job than he had and making more money and providing a better life for us or our kids. He couldn't see that. And I was, you know what, if they can, you know, if they can see the world as full of possibilities, why can't I? I deserve to have just as much of a great life as anybody else in this world. We deserve that, but we have to create it. And that was something that I learned, is that if you are on, you know, on the same path, then you can create that life that you want. But he was going one direction and I was going in the other. And we couldn't bring those worlds together. That's basically what happened. And, you know, when I wasn't in love with
him. And so you were married 24 years?
Yeah, we were together 24 years. So we lived together for 10 years and then got married, and then we were married for 14. And basically on our last anniversary, I said to myself, okay, you know, basically it was our anniversary, we were intimate, and then 5 minutes later, he was asleep, and I went to the bathroom and I started to cry my eyes out. And I just said, okay, you have done 24 years like this, you're only 44 years old, can you do another 24 years like this? And I said, no way, I can't do this. I deserved to be in a marriage full of love and happiness and compassion. And I want to be married to a man who I can't wait to see when I come home from work. I want to be in a marriage where I have so much respect and love and compassion for him that, you know, we're just going to have this amazing marriage. And I knew that wasn't going to happen with the man that I was with. And, you know, I still remember getting an email from my mom saying, Kel, you've only got 10 more years, and, you know, and then the kids will be 18, and then, you know, then you can go be happy. And I was like, are you kidding me? I can't be happy until I'm 54? Like,
so funny.
I know, and I was so upset. I was like, you've got to be joking. And I stayed a little bit longer because of that email. But then I was like, no way, I've got to put me first. And I was so scared that how dare I want to make my kids unhappy so that I can go be happy. And that guilt was weighing on me. And I just thought, you know what, this isn't going to get any better. I've been trying to.
This is so true for so many women.
It is.
and men also. And,
yeah, they stay in these loveless marriages because they think there's no other option for them. And I just thought, you know what? I saw my sister do it. I saw my sister be in a marriage, or not in a marriage, but living common law for 12 years. And then when she ended that marriage or that relationship, she found the man of her dreams, and he's a multimillionaire, and he supports her. And, you know, not that it has to be that way, but the whole point was that she ended something that wasn't serving her. It wasn't honoring her. And because of that, she was able to find something that was more amazing than she ever really wished for. And I thought, you know what? I deserve that too. And
good
I thought,
for you.
If she can, yeah. And I thought, if she can do it, I can do it too. And I thought, you know what? 24 years is long enough to know that this is not going to work. And when I did that, my whole world opened up. I sold my business, I ended my job, I became all these amazing things, and I stepped into who and what I was supposed to be, and I'm loving my life. I get to do what I want to do. I've been to Africa a couple times, and I get to travel the world and speak and share my story and help women. It is so amazing when women come up to me and say, Kelly, every word you said, I resonated with. And I didn't love myself before, and now I do. And I mean, if you can do it, why can't I do it? I don't have scars on my body.
That's the that's what I meant when I said you are the epitome of divine feminine energy, because you are like a crusader for women to look up to, rather than these photoshopped images that are impossible to maintain.
Oh my God, you know, I get so crazy about that, because here's the thing. Those pictures in the media are photoshopped 78 times. So here women and teens are trying to strive to look like something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, unless it's on paper.
You can't even achieve that beauty because it's a Photoshop. It's fake. It's not real.
Quite often there's, you know, like there's a team. You know, you've got the photographer, and you've got the makeup artist, and you've got the hair specialist, and you've got the lighting experts, and, you know, and they can only capture it for a split second.
So You're so true. And what I heard is one of my friends was telling me about, she saw an experiment where they took a banana and they photoshopped it to make it into a person. That's how powerful Photoshop is.
Yeah.
Or the artist that is doing it. So seriously, why are we trying to strive for something that doesn't exist?
So when you know, you've been separated now for a while?
For 4 years, yeah.
For four years? Mm-hmm. And, you know, have you been dating?
I have.
Because I hear you have a crazy dating life.
Well, yeah, it was crazy because, you know, my first year and a half that I was separated, I was so focused on being a speaker and a writer and you know, just becoming who I needed to be. And so I didn't date that first year and a half. And then my friend said, Kel, you know, and I was wondering, how come I'm not being asked out on date? Like, what's going on? You know, like, is there something wrong with me? Or is that guy scared of me because I'm a speaker? Or do they think that I'm already dating and that I'm too busy? Or is it my scars? You know, is it that guys are thinking I'm not beautiful enough? Like, what is it? And all my friends said, no, Kel, it's none of that. It's all online dating. That's how people meet. And I was like, okay, fine then. I'll go on online dating. But I just thought it was so creepy and I didn't really want to do it. But I thought, well, what else am I going to do? I need something to validate me, right? Like, you shouldn't have to, but I just thought, I just needed it in that moment. So anyway, the first
it's that
guy.
That time again where I need to just cut you off.
Yes,
to
okay.
To go for a break.
Okay.
And this is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you and happy to say that my long-awaited book is in the editing process. And this is a compilation of years of my experience of energy work. And a quick warning that my book is actually, you know, it may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back and we will talk to Kelly and hear about her amazing dating life. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with my amazing, wonderful guest today, Kelly Filardo. And Kelly, we were just talking about your crazy dating life, but before I forget, I want you to share your contact information one more time, just so that, you know, in case the listeners missed it earlier.
Okay, well, my speaking website is kellyfilardo.com. And then my other website where you can go and download your free gift is howtoloveyourself.org. And at that website, you can get your free book, which is 7 Reasons Why Women Don't Love Themselves and How to Change It.
Awesome. And Kelly, you will be speaking at the New Earth Expo at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A, on April 24th to April 26th, and that's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And so, you know, go and see Kelly if you get a chance, if you're in Calgary. She's an amazing woman, just totally and completely brave woman. And now I want to hear about your crazy dating life.
Oh my God, my crazy dating life. So here's the thing. I went online, you know, signed up for this website, and it was crazy. But the first guy I talked to, he said, no, I'm sorry. Your scars would bother me. I can't, you know, see you. And I was like, okay, no problem. There's 2 million men on this site. That means 1,999,999 men to go. I guess I still have some pretty good odds. You know, there's still got to be someone that's going to want to meet me, you know, even with my scars on my body, right? So I'm thinking I still got hope, right? So so then I went out with the next guy, and this guy was only 29, and so he's quite a bit younger than me. So I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but I just really needed to feel, you know, just a little bit wanted, right? And so I thought, I'm going to go anyways. I know.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, I just needed to go because apparently, you know, online dating is pretty crazy, and I just needed to experience that, right? So anyways, I go out with him, and after a couple hours of talking, I see his credit card, and I saw his last name, and I said, is that really your last name? And he said, yeah, it is. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and because on dating sites, you don't give your name, do you?
Yeah, you usually have a little nickname that you make up for yourself. But I knew what his first name was. I just didn't know what his last name was. So I said, okay, well, that's interesting. Any chance you're from the town of Vegreville? And he goes, yeah, actually, my great-grandpa still owned the original family farm from the settlers when they came over back in, you know, the 1900s. I'm like, uh-huh. And he goes, why? I said, we're cousins. So turns out that his grandpa or his great-grandpa is my grandpa's brother. And so I'm laughing my head off. I just think this is crazy because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, the first guy doesn't want to date me because I'm, you know, I've got scars on my body. The second guy, you know, I can't date because he's my cousin. And and I just, you know, and it was funny
because
he phoned up his dad and he said, Dad, you know, is grandpa really related to this guy? Blah, 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 blah. And he's naming all these names, and they're all my grandpa's brothers and sisters. And I know, like, I know the family tree. There's 13 of them. And I'm laughing and laughing. And I can tell his dad has said, why, son, what's up? And he says, well, because something that was going to happen is not happening now. Click. So I just laugh, and, you know, I just believe I now have some pretty funny, you know, crazy dating stories to tell when I speak. But you know,
so have you been on a date without a cousin or a?
I have.
So tell us, like, because there's lots of women out there. I know, like, you know, being freshly divorced and you're married for that amount of time, it's awkward dating. So can you give us a tip?
It's very awkward dating, but you know what? I just really believe that we're supposed to have these men in our lives for, you know, various reasons. I mean, I met one guy that, you know, I found out later is, well, I found it at the date, you know, was that he's one of these men that if you don't pay your bills, you know, like if you're in
a debt collector.
Oh no, he's worse than that. No, he will hurt you. Like, that's
a loan shark.
Yeah, but worse. Like, if you won't move out of your apartment, you know, then he will move you out, and you will not be feeling good because you will be hurting and probably have to go to the hospital. So I don't know what you call that, but anyway.
I know what I would call it, but, like, I'm just going to not say it on the radio.
Yeah. And you know, and I've met some wonderful men on the dating sites. I really have. And this one man that I'm going to tell you about, he's an amazing man. He really is. And, you know, we had an amazing first date. There was instant chemistry, instant attraction. It was just, he was just a beautiful man. And so he's the one in my heart, but his mom has passed away. And so I have to let him go for now. So
yeah, it's, you know, but everything is always perfect in its imperfection.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to the end of this interview, and I just want to ask you, like, you know, what would your words of advice be to young girls out there who are 16, 18, and to their moms and their dads, you know, like, to build them up a little here?
Well, you know, one of my very first secrets, and this is something that that I share, and the first thing is you need to stop treating yourself like crap.
Good advice.
and it's true. And some people get mad at me when I use the word crap, but it's true. I mean, one of the first things we do when we look in the mirror, and I remember, you know, before I did my own transformation, is I would look in the mirror and I would say, yuck, who's going to love that? You know, I mean, I would get naked and I could see the ugly scars on my body, and I know that they're never going to go away because God can't take them away. My doctor can't take them away. I certainly can't take them away. And I would look in the mirror and just say, nobody's going to love that girl. And look how fat you are. Look how stupid you are. Look how ugly you are. And there's nothing beautiful about you. And I realized that the more you look in the mirror and say how ugly and stupid and how much of a loser you are, the worse you're going to feel. If you want to feel beautiful and you want to feel empowered, you need to go and look in that mirror and give yourself permission to start loving who you are.
I love it, Kelly. That's such beautiful advice.
It's true. And what I did is, remember the garage sale story I told you about? Mm-hmm. After that story, what happened is I said, you know what? I'm going to love me. And what I did is I gave myself permission to love my little parts. I was finding it very difficult to love my whole body because the scars are ugly. They aren't pretty. And I mean, I'm missing a nipple. My breasts are too low. My chest is completely covered in scars. My back is, my face, my arm, a little bit on my leg. And so I said, you know what? I want to love me. So I went in the mirror and I said, you know what? I love my big, beautiful green eyes. And my ego didn't say anything because it's true. I have big, beautiful green eyes. I do.
Amazing. You know, we've run out of time.
Okay.
I'm so happy that you've shared, you know, all your wealth of information with us. I just wanted to let my listeners know that I would love to come and meet you in person, but I will be actually speaking at the Spring Festival of Awareness the same weekend in Penticton, BC, April 24th to 26th. That's the 37th annual Spring Festival of Awareness. And then I will be in Vancouver June 10th for Get to Know Mark Kettenbach and I for Energetic Upgrade Seminars. And 12th, 13th, 14th in Vancouver, we will be having our Relationship Rescue Seminar. And also in Kelowna on June 6th. And you can go to energeticupgrade.com to get that information. Kelly, it was a major pleasure to have you on this radio show. I am so blessed to connect with you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Very welcome.
Bye for now, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.